Erech in Perches Mishnah Beis. We continue in the Seder of the Geula Sasod and the Hachroza Idei the Gizbar of the bidding war to buy back the field. Omar Echot, somebody bid Harei Shalib Be'eses Loim. He bid Eses Loim. Ve'echot Eme Be'esim. Bid of higher, 20. Ve'echot Eme Be'esleish. Ve'echot Eme Be'aboy. Ve'echot Eme Be'chamishim. Chozar Boi Shal Chamishim. Let's say the one who said 50 is Chozer. Everybody realized that the bidding war was on a very overpriced field. And the one who bid 50 backtracked. He doesn't want to pay the 50 now. So the real truth of the matter is that this has a Chomer of Nidre Hegdish. He says he's going to buy it for 50, even though it's a sale. It looks like a commercial bid. But we're talking about Hegdish. Hegdish has a bid, has a Tekev of a Neder. So Memela, it's Chal on him, the Chayv is 50. Now, the fact that some the fellow lower than him, the 40, will take it, will pater him from the 40, but it will be Mechayiv in the 10. That means he doesn't have a Chiyuv of giving 50. There's a Chayvus to make sure that Hegdish gets 50 for this field. So somebody else is going to cover the 40. Lemaisa, he's going to have to cover the extra 10. Because of his choyv, he said it. So memela, the halach is memashkinin minichosov. They're going to be memashkin the nichse bala chamishim ad eser, up until the sum of eser. Choza boy shalar boyim. If the one who bid 40 is choyzim memashkin minichosov ad eser, they're going to force him to pay 10. Then they'll collect. They'll sell it to the one who bid 30. Choza boy shal shloishim. Mashkim nechosav adessa, same idea. Chosav by shalessim, the 120 was chosav, mashkim nechosav adessa. So the whole thing is one cheshbin that everybody who bids is responsible to make sure that amount goes into the coffers of the gizbar. If it's covered by above, then they're only chayv on below, and the one above who bid 50 can pater himself with the fact that everybody's in mechuyev with him. So Mr. 40 is going to cover 10, Mr. 30, Mr. 20, they're all going to cover that amount. Chozer by Shalessa, what happens if everybody's chozer? We're left with nobody. Moichin oisa b'shavyo. We make a new hachroza, a new bidding war. We sell it for whatever it's worth. V'nifroim, the amount, obviously it wasn't worth that much, and that's why everybody was chozer. So they're going to get back, after they sell it for its value, they're going to get back the bidding. Nifroim mishal eser es ha-moiser. The 10 was chayzer also. So what that means is they're all going to be paying their 10. And the 10, who was the last one to bid, and now they sold it for 7, let's say he's going to have to pay 3. That's the... They're all going to have to cover whatever was lost. Now, there's another knetch over here, because all the bidding, 50, 40, 30, are all the ones that are not the bailam, so there's no chaymish. But what happens in my bailam oimrim be'esrim? The bailam says he's going to pay 20. V'chol adam, outsiders, oimrim be'esrim, they say 20, ha'baylam koyim p'nei shem esifim chaymish. So obviously the revach of the chaymish over 20 is another 4, another 5. So mela, the kedima is of course going to go there. Mishnah Gimel. Omar echod, harei sheli be'esrim ve'echod. Ve'echos. One of them bid 21. What the Mishnah doesn't say is that this is a hemshech of Mishnah HaKodemes, where the bid of the owner was 20. So when the Bailam bid 20 and one of them said 21, so the Bailam is going to give 20 with a chaymish. That's going to be a grand total of 25. That's the chaymish. By the way, it's important to point out, we said before, 4 or 5, it's a discussion. Every time you have chaymish, you always have to discuss, is a chaymish melagav or melabar, which would mean with a total of a bid of 20, is a chaymish 4, because that's 20% of 20, that's a fifth of 20, or it's 5, because 5 plus 20, 25, will mean that the ilui of the tesefes that the bailam pays, the chaymish will be a fifth of the sum total. And that's the way we look at it, and that's what it's saying in the Mishnah. So he, be'etzem, he has to give 25. Now, because the other fellow said 21, actually, his bid's going to go up to 26. The 20 with the 5. and the seller noisefes, the one extra, in order to cover the bid of 21. That means that it's mechayiv him, since it's santa alocha. So Achrenu understand this with a chak, with a lomdus. If the owner bid 20 and somebody else bid 21, we see now a chalois, I'll pay the bidding, that the mechir, the value of the sod, is 21. That's the case. How could you give it to him now for 25? The 25 is not the value. The 25 you're giving to him as 20 per value, plus a chaymish. So it comes out he's getting it for below cost price. Now I'll take it for below cost price from Magdish. So on the one hand, he has a din he has to be paid. At the same time, he's not allowed to take it for below cost price. The cost price is 20, is 21. So behechrach, he's going to have to pay 26. Now, if he doesn't want to pay this amount, so then the halacha is, what he could do is, he could give the 5, and like we had in the Mishnah before, he'll cover the 5, and the guy who bid 21 will get that. So that's the halacha over here. Habayil nois nesim v'sheish. Besim v'shtayim. Habayil nois nesim v'sheva. Same idea. 22. Now the value is 22. He can't take over less than 22. With the ilui on his 20, he's going to have to be moisiv the 5 for the chaymish and the 2 because that's the value. Besim v'sholosh. Habayil nois nesim v'shmoina. Besim v'arba. Habaylum noisim tisha v'esim is going to have to be 29. B'chamisha v'esim, 25. Habaylum noisim v'shloshim. Shows why the Mishnah has to go through all these numbers. Baruch Hashem, we're capable of adding 1 plus 1. The answer to that is a shtickle gemara over here. The Rav brings a barichus that we're not talking about where he bid a pashta 25. Because in the last case, the whole going through the numbers over here is a lead up to the punchline. In the last case of B'chamisha V'esim, it can't be Kipshutai, because in the previous cases, the reason why you force the Bailam is because on the one hand, the Bailam, you can't give it to Hegdish. The Hegdish is not, can't give it without it covering the highest bid. The value plus the highest bid, Hegdish can't lose. But once somebody else bid 25, the 25 is the same that his 20, which was his original bid, would be with the Chaimish. So why can't you just give it to the other guy? Why do you force him to give 30? To go to the other guy and give it to 25. He said 20. With the chaimish is 25. The other fellow's 25. He didn't. The Bailam didn't want to give it for 20. So give it to the other fellow who was willing to bid 25. Because of that, the Gemara makes an akimta over here that the 25 doesn't mean 25 kibshutai. What happened was he originally bid 20 with a pruto. And actually the amount of money it's going to be with the chaimish is going to be 25.1. The Mishnah doesn't want to reckon out the 0.1, but the point is that there's still something there that's going to be more than the other fellow, the outsider who bid 25, so you can't give it to him for 25. It's the 25 plus a minuscule amount. That's why the Mishnah speaks this out. Shein moisifin choymish al iluyo shozeh. Point is over here that he only has to give the cheshbon is the choymish of his bid, not everybody else's bid. He doesn't have to have a chaymish of 24, of 23, of 22. It's a chaymish of 20. Except that he can't force Hegdish to sell it for less than the highest bid. So that's the sum total of the dinim that's here. Now the Mishnah goes right in the same cheshbon. On my echod, till now we had 25. So the 25 stims with his 20 plus the chaymish, which is a grand total of 25. So the other fellow's bidding up to 25. You have to say it's 25.1, like we said. Omar Echad, however, if an outsider now says, Hare Shali Besim Vashesh, somebody else bid 26. Imrotsu Habailim, if the Bailim himself wanted Lechatchila to give 21. If he wanted 21 Lechatchila, so now he says 26. The price is going to be 21, but you can't do less than a Chemish on the real price, which is the highest bid of 26. You're going to have to add the 5. On to the 26, which makes 31, like we explained before. A Bailam Koidmin. So the Bailam has Kedima because his bid's going to come out higher. It's going to come out higher than 26, the 31 is for sure more. Vim Lav, if the Bailam originally was Matzia only 20, so it comes out even with his Chaimish is 25. So now he didn't bid his penny more. So you have a 25, you have the other guy 26. Oimrim, they tell the other fellow who's bidding a bit more, above 25, you get it because you're not the highest bidder.